Your Edward Jones representative in Sitka at 223 Harbor Drive. Edward Jones, making sense of investing.
Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning is Willow Moore, Executive Director of Braveheart, and she's going to tell us of lots of events that are coming up in the coming weeks. Good morning.
Good morning.
Braveheart, I always assume that people know what you do, but maybe do a quick synopsis of your mission.
Braveheart works with people who have chronic illness, terminal illness, who are at end of life, who are isolated, who have grief and bereavement. So it's a range of people, but all focused on some of the most challenging aspects of life.
And how long has Braveheart been around?
About 10 years. Well, it's more than 10, almost 12, in fact. What Braveheart, it was founded in 2001, and then it started giving services, providing services in 2003. And so since 2003, there have been an array of services that Braveheart and our wonderful board and staff have provided.
And most of the services are provided by volunteers?
Well, there's a range. So our volunteers make everything possible. So we have hundreds of different volunteers, from event volunteers to volunteers that visit someone and spend several hours of their, you know, week with someone every week. And then we have volunteers that work with people at end of life. So the volunteers that work with people at end of life have over 30 hours of training provided by Braveheart and volunteers. And they then they can work around the clock sometimes, 20 volunteers per week with one family. It's the number of volunteers and the amount of support that staff and or our volunteers provide all depends on the resources that the family has, so or individual has. So, for example, if it's someone who is isolated or dying alone, or, you know, having terminal illness alone or whatever it is, chronic illness alone, then we can provide greater amount of services. And all of our services are free of charge. So it's the support of our wonderful community, the people that come to our fundraisers, the people that donate, you know, in every way. It's really our volunteers and our community that make everything we do possible.
And I know from reading the community calendar, you guys are doing something, it appears, weekly, if it's not a grief counseling or training. So what do you have coming up for Alaska Day?
Well, for Alaska Day, we have our open house and fundraiser. It's seafood chowder. So basically, you can follow the parade and come right into our office at the manager's house at the Pioneer Home Grounds, or you can come anytime between 2 and 5 p.m. and we'll be serving homemade chowder, homemade bread, a huge array of desserts from cake to cookies, you name it, and coffee, tea, other warm beverages. So that's the fundraiser part, but there'll also be live music thanks to Dorothy Orbison and Sarah Jordan and others, and you can just come in and mingle and get out of the rain if it's rainy, or have some good
food.
It'll
probably rain.
Yeah, it is Sitka.
And I jumped the gun because you have an event tonight.
We do, actually.
You know, today.
It's today at noon. So at noon at the Braveheart Volunteers Office, so Pioneer Home Manager's House. And what's happening is our care lunch and caregiver education and support program. And what that is, it's really geared towards those family members caring for someone with chronic or terminal illness. And so anyone, but of course anyone is welcome. Healthcare providers often attend, et cetera. People just wanting to learn a little more. So what today's topic will be about, we bring in a presenter every single third Wednesday of the month. And so today is Bridget Hitchcock, and she's going to talk to us about coordinating care and designing beneficial health activities in your home.
That's terrific. So something monthly, people can check in and see if there's a topic relevant. So lunch today, mm-hmm. open house tomorrow, and then how do you recruit volunteers? Do you have more events to do that?
We are very fortunate. We have volunteers from all walks of life. So sometimes it is family members. Often, in fact, it's family members of people that we have served, our friends. And often it is healthcare providers that come in for one of our trainings and then stay as a volunteer. Or, you know, it's all walks of life. People have been to an event and then say, hey, can I help? We're just very fortunate to have such a great group of people.
That's terrific. Do you have a volunteer orientation coming up?
Yes. This Saturday, we have our volunteer orientation and training, and we're doing training from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. again at the Pioneer Home Manager's House at the Braveheart office, and that is Saturday, October 20th, so this Saturday.
this is an action-packed week for you.
Yeah.
Is it always this busy?
Oh, you know, it is. It's pretty busy. I mean, I wouldn't say that we have 3 events within 4 days normally, or 3 days, but we definitely keep busy because there's a need. There's chronic illness, terminal illness, loss, grief, bereavement. These are things that are going to impact every single one of us. And so we just, when there's a need, we work to fill it. So.
Is it based that we just have an aging population here in Sitka? Does that worry you?
We have definitely seen, followed that national trend with getting more referrals than ever before. In the last 3 years, for example, our general referral rate, people just looking to explore our services, has tripled. And we're definitely, we serve about 400 people a quarter, and that's up as well. So we're definitely seeing that trend, as I mentioned, the increase in services needed. And as for worrying me, I think that, of course, I think it's something we need to pay attention to. We really need to carefully plan, have a long-range plan. Braveheart has, 1, 3, 5, and 10-year goals, so we have long-term business plan. But I think we're very fortunate in Sitka that our agencies and our, every group in Sitka works pretty well together, at least for the health and human service and the aging aspect. And so I think we're fortunate that we're already working together, and we just need to continue to have long-term plans to meet the need.
And speaking of long-term plans, because you do have a nice combination of staff and volunteers, I imagine just naturally there's a turnover rate, and you're constantly examining volunteer retention.
Yes, of course. we have. So it takes 8 hours of training just to be a standard volunteer, and that's the volunteer orientation training I was talking about. What we're doing right now to help keep some new recruits coming in the door is we're changing our training a little bit, in that we're offering independent trainings for those who can't always make our Saturday trainings. We're offering, just whatever fits your schedule. We've basically got a project that you could make a huge difference in, helping us with. So we have turnover because people do move away. People do, go on trips. People do whatever it is. But we also have incredible long-term support. I mean, when I look at just our board members, most of them have been on for longer than I've even been in Sitka. It's just really a wonderful thing. So I think the mission and going through maybe the emotional attachment to losing a loved one or experiencing whatever, the transition in life, really brings people close to the Braveheart family and keeps them there.
That's wonderful to hear. So if folks want to volunteer, if they want to have any questions about the events coming up this week, or, just like to send you a check, how can they contact you?
We can be reached at for phone 747-4600. We also have a website, which is www.braveheartvolunteers.org.
Okay, so lunch today, open house tomorrow, and volunteer orientation this Saturday.
That's right.
Thank you so much. I'd like to thank my guest, Willa Moore, Executive Director of Braveheart, for joining me this morning.
Thank you.